fall in love, depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down, can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love, she fighting but falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls, your back against the world, I never trade you for anybody else. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls, the best thing about the world, I never trade you for anybody else.
Oh, have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me.
Because
there's complexities in complexion, but your skin is glow like diamonds. Dig me like the earth, you be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth. I love everything about you from your nappy curls.
You're listening to WPFW in Washington, D.C.
The following program is brought to you by the Uncle Devin Show Radio Network.
The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education on We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm your host, Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And we're so glad you're taking some time to join us today. In fact, we have some thank yous to issue out right now because we're just so grateful for all your support.
Yes, and we want to just say thank you to all of our listeners who helped WPFW hit its $300,000 goal for the fall fund drive, and invite anyone who wasn't able to contribute just to let them know that you still have time to help in these very tough times. We still get calls like, hey, I forgot or I didn't get a chance. Well, you should just know that you can really donate any time of the year by going to WPFWFM.org and donating online, or Cash App at $WPFW, where you can give us a high five.
That's right. In fact, we have this whole saying thanks to DJ Lance, a DJ here at WPFW. It's called Give Me Some Dap with Cash App. And this is our $5 Cash App challenge. Think about it. If just 100 listeners give us $5 each, that's $500 more dollars more that we can support this important programming during this most crucial moment in our nation's history. So if you get a chance, go to Cash App and make sure you go $WPFW and make sure you say We Nation Radio so that we can get credit for the show.
Right. And that's whether you donate online at WPFWFM.org or on Cash App. As long as you mention We Nation Uncle Devin's show, we'll be able to say thank you.
Yes, and thank you is always very important, which is why we're going to open up this show giving honor to Native Americans. As the nation is in the process of electing the next president of this stolen land, we're going to do a tribute in honor of Native American History Month, which runs all of November. And the importance of this month can't be understated, because here in Washington, D.C., we have a football team that had to get rid of its racist mascot. And it's because of tributes like this that we were able to do so. And what better way to start this program than with the First Lady of Children's Music, Miss Ella Jenkins,
and her wonderful song, We Are Native American Tribes, here on WPFW
89.3
FM. We are Native American tribes. We are Native American tribes.
Zuni.
We are Native American tribes.
Hopi.
We are Native American tribes.
Apache.
We are Native American tribes.
Ute.
We are Native American tribes.
Cheyenne.
We are Native American tribes.
Blackfoot.
We are Native American tribes.
Nez Perce.
We are Native American tribes.
Cree.
We are Native American tribes.
Choctaw.
We are Native American tribes.
Chippewa.
We are Native American tribes.
Winnebago.
We are Native American tribes.
Cherokee.
We are Native American tribes.
Seminole.
We are Native American tribes.
Sioux.
We
are Native American tribes.
Navajo.
Chenosha.
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 Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya.
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 Chenosha.
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 Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya.
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 Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya.
Keep that going.
Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Hey ya, hey ya,
ya. In California, there are in excess of 250 languages, 250 distinct cultures and communities. Becoming familiar with these nations, these peoples, is so very important.
Coast Miwok.
Bay Miwok.
Karkin. Chechenyo.
Tanian.
Ramatush.
Asawaswa.
Upsin.
Ramsian. Chalon.
Salini.
Yokut.
Esalen.
Those are just a few of what we recognize Central Coastal California, Bay Area.
This album was recorded on a lonely land with our community, you.
You are powerful.
You are brave.
You're brilliant. You believe me.
You ask questions.
You listen.
You accept me.
You stand up for people who don't look like you.
You make new friends.
You show us that we are still changing.
You are legacy.
There's only one you.
You are the love.
You are the love.
One earth, one people, one love. One earth, one people, one love. One earth, one people, one love. One earth, one people, one love.
Welcome back to Mr. Harold's Music Class. We used to celebrate Columbus Day, but now we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. First off, let's define indigenous, the native people, original inhabitants. Living on every single continent, then somebody shows up and says, I discovered it. How can you discover somewhere already found? Or take credit for a place that's already around? Like Hernan Cortez or Hernando de Soto, Ponce de Leon or Francisco Pizarro. It all started with Christopher Columbus, Europe's obsession with Western discovering. With big dreams, it's while an Italian was searching for gold in the East Indies Islands. Long ago, 1492. We all know the story, he sailed the ocean blue. But here's what I didn't learn in school. After landing in the Bahamas, he treated people cruel. The Tainos are peaceful people. When Cuba hated the y'all, Jamaica, Puerto Rico. Even though they welcomed him with open arms, he committed genocide and unspeakable evil. I wish that's where the story ends, but colonization is a sickness that spreads. Speaking of sickness, literal diseases, smallpox, chickenpox, and the measles. I wonder how history would change if explorers were peaceful when they came, learned native customs, cultural exchange, didn't force religion, and no one was enslaved. Aztecs, Incas might have lived longer from South America to Canadian borders. Cherokee, Sioux, Apache, and Navajo, Iroquois, Chippewa, Choctaw, Pueblo. The list goes on. So many tribes, so many stories, so many lives. Show love to the indigenous ones, from ancestors to those still alive. Sing!
One earth, one people, one love. One earth, one people, one love. One earth, one people, one love. One earth, one people.
people, one love. One earth, one 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 people, one love.
So thank you for watching Mr. Harold's Music Class. Until next time, peace, love, and shabam.
You're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Everyone, I got a message for you. There's something every day that you must do. Let me tell you something, it won't cost you nothing to learn right from wrong or what's false and what's true. It can be done in the sun or the rain, using the muscle in your head called the brain. Information is fine to develop your mind all the time. Now you're thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Everyone should be thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Thinking is something you must do every day. It should be a daily part of life to stay, like breathing in air or putting on clothes that you wear. But you must do it in your own special way. And if you need help to follow this plan, ask a lot of questions if you don't understand. If you follow this rule, ask questions in school, you'll be no fool. Now you're thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
You must be thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Every day you must take some time to get some mental food stimulating your mind, like reading a book or go outside and look at all the beautiful things that nature has designed. Go to the museum or go to the zoo. You really learn a lot, maybe something new. Reading is fun for everyone, even you. That's right. If you wanna be happy, think about it a lot. Everything you do in life first begins with a thought, like learning truth from the bad or being happy, not sad. Everything will be fine, it all starts in your mind. If someone asks you to do something that's wrong, walk the other way, have some courage, be strong. Before you talk or you act, make sure you study the facts. What's that called? Now you're thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
You must be thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Hey, Uncle Devin.
Hey, Patches.
I've been thinking, why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle? And why do they call them apartments when they're so close together? And are part-time band leaders considered semiconductors? How come a sponge has hundreds of holes yet still holds water? And did Noah keep his bees inside of archives? And why do they call them buildings when they've already been built? Shouldn't we just call them built? And do fish ever get thirsty? I wonder. And why is it called lipstick when they can still move their lips? And how in the world do you get off a non-stop flight?
Now you're thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
You must be thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
But check it out. The other day in my history class, we learned a lot of facts about folks from the past, like Christopher Columbus used his compass, discovered America and his land mass. But wait a minute now, how can that be? The Native Americans were here, you see, for thousands of years before Columbus appeared. They were here. Now you're thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Use your brain is thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking,
thinking.
Every single day you should be thinking,
thinking.
And the children are thinking,
thinking.
And all the parents should be thinking,
thinking.
The librarians too are thinking,
thinking.
Yes, politicians should be thinking,
thinking.
Yeah, you gotta be thinking,
thinking.
The grandparents too are thinking,
thinking.
You gotta be thinking.
See ya, I'm not cool.
Yo, Caselli. Yo, Imani. I think it's so awesome that we're all so different and we're all so similar.
I agree, but some people are still learning how to treat others fairly if they think they're different.
But we know how to in this school.
People are different and people are the same. Why so many people out asking for change? Some people got left out of the game and some needed help, but nobody came. In this school, we're gonna care. In this school, we're gonna share. In this school, we're gonna be fair. And let's teach the world to do the same out there. Deserve food, love, and warmth each day. And it can't stand still on the moving train. If we can be the love, we can be the change. In this school, we're gonna care. In this school, we're gonna share. In this school, we're gonna be fair. And let's teach the world to do the same.
I love you for who you are.
You
love me for being me. If you feel like you don't belong, could I ever be free? Our lives are so tied up, like the strings on a shoe. And as you stand here with me, know that I'm also standing with you. There's no way that the dark can overcome our light. No, it won't work out. Yes, we'll be alright. In fact, we'll be greater than great. So much joy now and to come. Oh, I can't wait for you, me, and everyone to be free.
That was City Love with People Song. And you know, that song I think really touched my heart because it was all about showing love, appreciating people's differences and how we are all the same. And it's really just opening your heart and your mind so that it doesn't cause fear when you meet somebody that's a little different from you, that looks a little different than you and sounds different from you.
And it's appropriate of their name because they're based out of Philadelphia. So we got to go check them out. Go to City. Look up City Love online and follow them. They have some. That whole CD is phenomenal. So I think you will love it if you go and check them out. I think they're on social media at Music City Love. So check them out. And then before that, we had our good friend Aaron Nigel Smith with his song Siyahamba. Did I pronounce that right?
Yep, sounded right to me.
and Sia, as a drummer and a percussionist, I love all that work he had going on in there. So Aaron, that song really, he really brought it to him with this one.
Yes, and prior to that, we had our own Uncle Devin with Thinking.
Are you thinking?
Yeah, and I mean, but that song was a few years old, but you had already addressed that whole Columbus issue.
Yeah.
And it's really about kids not just taking what people tell you at face value. Do the research for yourself.
Yes.
So that you have your own understanding and you're always seeking truth.
And research is bigger than just going to Google.
You right.
have to go and get books and, and research a lot of different things. So now prior to that, we had a new artist that I just became aware of called Mr. Harold's Music Class. And that was his song called Indigenous People's Day Song. Wonderful song. And he really broke down a history to the T.
He really did. He went all in on that one. It's amazing.
Yes.
And prior to that, we had Alphabet Rockers with This Is Olone Land. Did I say that right?
I think it is Olone Land. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but but that song, I mean, they just came. That was like an opening to their CD, their Grammy nominated CD. But that beat just, I mean, it really sets the tone. And we may have to just do that this whole month. Play that song. And of course, Ella Jenkins, We Are Native American Tribes. And just to hear her and the children repeating all the number of tribes that we have here is very important. And you can listen to this beyond November because we play it every day on WeNationRadio.com.
Every day, all day.
That's a 24/7 children's music radio station where we play R&B, hip-hop, reggae, go-go, and more. We generally play the genres that you don't hear on most children's radio programs. That's right here for our community on We Nation Radio.
Right, so we really honor not only just Native American History Month, but cultures around the world year-round.
But you know what, Auntie Lolita? It's time for Uncle Devin's Percussion Playground.
Yes, it's back.
This is the ABCs of percussion, Uncle Devin's ABCs of percussion. You're listening to the ABCs of percussion, Uncle Devin's ABCs of percussion. Hey everybody, let's have some fun with percussion instruments that includes the drums. This is a brand new book for all the boys and girls about the ABCs and music from around the world. It describes a percussion instrument for each letter in the alphabet. That's 26 different instruments we hope you won't forget. With beautiful illustrations and an audio CD too, just grab a book and enjoy as I share my book with you. This is the ABCs of percussion, Uncle Devin's ABCs of percussion. You're listening to the ABCs of percussion, Uncle Devin's ABCs of percussion. Percussion, percussion, the ABCs of percussion. Percussion, percussion, now join the discussion. A percussion instrument is a musical instrument that produces a sound when two objects strike one another, usually with your hands, sticks, or mallets. So if you have your book, join me as I list one percussion instrument named after each letter of the alphabet. Let's get started. T, tambourine. Tambourine, you've heard my sound. I come in many shapes and sizes, most often I'm round. Made with small metal jingles on a wooden frame, the black church and R&B music is where I got my fame.
Oh, I loved the tambourine. And again, that's off of my book, The ABCs of Percussion. And you can just go to theuncledevinshow.com. That's D-E-V-I-N. And you can find out more information about the book, a very educational book that educates children about different percussion instruments. Just imagine a percussion instrument named after every letter of the alphabet. It's awesome.
Uncle Devin, I think it's time for a sneak peek.
A sneak peek?
Yes, We Nation Podcast sneak peek.
Oh yeah, I almost forgot about that.
How could you forget? That's where we play interviews, music, introduce storytellers. And you can always find it on wenationradio.com/podcast. Let's check it out.
Hey, hey, this is Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist. And I am so glad you're here at the We Nation podcast, because I have two incredible artists that I can't wait for you to meet. You're going to have so much fun. And remember, you can always tune into us at wenationradio.com, where we provide you with the best in family friendly global beats for little feet. Now, my guest today is none other than Amelia Robinson and the one and only Uncle Jumbo. Let's welcome them to the Uncle Devin Show. Welcome, Uncle Jumbo. Welcome, Amelia.
Yeah, Uncle Devin.
Uncle Devin, hello.
Yeah, you all, I am so glad that you all are here, and I can't wait for my audience to learn more about you. Let's, first of all, Amelia, I'm gonna start with you. Tell the audience a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and I know I missed your, the city that you're in. You can tell them where you live at as well.
Oh yeah, well maybe I'll start with that. I am from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn's in the house.
Very proud, born and raised here. I love it. My name is Amelia. My nickname is actually Mill. So my band name is Mills Trills. That's because when I was a little kid, I have a younger brother and he could not say my full name, so he shortened it to Mill. And then when I got older and started writing songs, my friends just used to call them Mills Trills. So that's kind of just stuck over the years.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. Okay. Mills Trills. Wonderful. Yeah.
And I've been doing kids music for we just celebrated actually my 10th anniversary this past year. Yeah.
Wonderful.
But I've been doing music for a lot longer. I started making music when I was 3. So it's been a while.
Okay. All right. And happy belated birthday to you as well.
Thank you.
Yes. And also, we have Uncle Jumbo. Tell the audience a little bit about who you are and where you live and about your music career and family music.
Hey, everybody. I'm Uncle Jumbo. Yeah, I'm in Houston, Texas. I have just crossed over a year of being in family music. And my name, Uncle Jumbo, my name is James. And my name, Uncle Jumbo, comes from my nieces, these little people. They know what it is, but they used to call me Jumbo. And so that stuck. That's always been there. I also started when I was 3. I would be at my aunt's house in Louisiana, right next door to us, especially during Mardi Gras time. And she would have Zydeco bands come play under the carport, and I would be on stage with them dancing, and I had a little accordion. That's where I started my stage stuff. I've been writing songs since a teenager, but when I had my daughter, that really got me into making songs for the little folk and the family and everybody coming together and dancing and just loving it up, spreading the love. Wow. So that's what I do.
You all have come together to put together a wonderful song called Put Your Mask On, if that's the correct title. How did you all come about writing the song?
Well, actually, Put Your Mask On is a cover of another song that I wrote called Put Your Pants On. And that actually was a song off my third record called Ridiculous Nonsense. And it was a song it's inspired by my nephews. So, but it was one of those moments that just, like, they were having a tough time and I was trying to get them to go outside, and it was like in the magic of the moment, like using song to kind of infuse joy and, make light of the moment. So it was just kind of like, come on guys, like put your pants on. Like I just did this funny accent, and that song just happened in 2 seconds. And when I released that album, everybody loved it and it was just so much fun. And so, you know, with the pandemic, with COVID, everybody, all these fans, I was getting these messages to that people were kind of just changing the lyrics themselves, and they were like, would you do a cover version of this? Like, would you do another one? And just like, say, put your mask on. And after a couple, you know, a couple requests, I was like, all right, people want to hear this. Like, I can't, you know, I can't ignore it, but I'm so sick of making music alone. And I just met this really awesome artist, Uncle Jumbo. Like, what if I did a collaboration? So I reached out to James and was like, well, I guess the rest is history.
Yeah, James, and how was it for you making the song?
It was beautiful. It was a lot of fun. First listening to Put Your Pants On, you just see how silly and energetic and just awesome that song is. And then to bring it to this place right now where we want to encourage people to take care of each other, you know, put your mask on. And what's really cool is my daughter, she's 2, you know, and this can kind of be a little weird and maybe a little intimidating to see people in mask, but it's not for her. She sings a song, put you, you know, she sings that and she feels comfortable wearing her mask. She asks to wear it when we don't even need to be wearing a mask, when we're at home in her room, but it just makes it a comfortable thing. And so making the song, singing the song, dancing to the song, it's all been a wonderful time.
All right, well, let's check it out. This is Put Your Mask On with Mills Trills featuring Uncle Jumbo here on WPFW.
Let's go. Put your mask on.
We gotta go a little slower, Uncle Jumbo.
Well, let's slow it then, Mills.
Put your mask on.
charge my phone today. I guess I'll just go out and play.
Yo, bless up. It's Aaron Nigel Smith, and you're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Autumn leaves are
King 2, there's Q and Z from the ball team. Hurry up, Mom, I don't wanna eat a thing. It's so fun with the gang playing in the rain. With all my friends, we don't ever worry about a thing. Cause there's 5 days of school and 1 day to play. The whole neighborhood is out playing in the rain. And everybody is happy that Fuzzy came. I love to look up at the clouds in the sky. Feel the rain hit my face while I close my eyes in the rain.
I'm outside and playing with my friends all day. We're just having fun in the rain. The rain. I'm outside and playing with my friends all day. We're just having fun in the rain.
original music, what would we dance to?
What would we sing to?
How would little babies learn their ABCs?
Oh, no!
No twinkle, twinkle little stars. No old MacDonald had a barn.
And birds would have nothing to say.
No, take me out to the ball game.
Life without music.
No, no.
This is terrible.
And
we wouldn't have a heartbeat, cause we wouldn't know what a beat was.
Life without music.
Life. That's so lame. Man, we wouldn't even have no ringtone.
Shout at the phone wouldn't even ring.
It would just vibrate.
At least nobody'd be able to download your songs.
She's got a point.
We're gonna have to do something about this.
I hope you enjoyed our We Nation Radio podcast with Amelia Robinson featuring Uncle Jumbo and their amazing song, Put Your Mask On. Put Your Mask On. Put your mask on.
I love it.
And after that, we had I Forgot to Charge My Phone Today with Kid Pan Alley featuring Leah Morris.
Come to think of it, my battery's getting a little low. Wait a minute. Let me get charges up. Anyway, following that, we had a beautiful song by Kimberly Stewart called Autumn Leaves Are Falling. In fact, her song is being released this Friday, November 6th. And you can go to Kimberly Stewart. Go to her site. It's, she spells her name K-Y-M-B-E-R-L-Y. And just go and show her some love. That's a beautiful song, and she has plenty of beautiful music waiting.
Oh, yeah,
on.
Definitely.
And then following that, we had Singing in the Rain by Fuzzy Beard Show. The Fuzzy Beard Show, I've met him years ago, and I love that song because I used to love playing in the rain. So.
I did too, with no shoes. Oh, I don't know why no shoes, but I had to be barefoot.
I don't know about that. You down in the country, I don't know.
I was.
And following that, since we had the rain, we got to plant a seed. So that was Plant a Seed by Miss Janice. Coming to you out of Florida. That's a very beautiful rendition, a nice little quiet song about planting some seeds, and that's what we do here on We Nation Radio. And then we ended that with Life Without Music featuring Andre 3000. And can you imagine the fact that there are children right now who are being musically neglected because they don't have appropriate, age-appropriate music like we provide at We Nation Radio, which is why we need to support your support, and we appreciate your support, and thank everyone for making a contribution.
Right. At the top of the show, we mentioned that we did hit our 300,000 goal for our fall fund drive, which we really want to thank everyone who contributed, those who, you know, are repeat donors. Mm-hmm. You know, we thank you for showing continued love and support for We Nation Radio and PFW. For the first time, we got our first sustained donation.
Whoa.
And that means they're going to contribute monthly. They'll get friendly reminders to do so, and it might even be automatic, so you don't even have to think about it.
And let me just remind everyone that, you know, Auntie Lolita and I, we're volunteers.
Yes.
So the money is going to just maintain the station. And if you want to have this program and continue, you know, we appreciate the fact that you're listening and you participate. But we have some wonderful music, and children's music is one of the fastest growing genres out there. And we got some dynamic music coming to you throughout the rest of the year. And more. So thank you for all your support. And again, you can go to, you can give us some dap on Cash App. That's
right.
Our Cash App $5 challenge. And you can just go to Cash App and go to $WPFW, and make sure you put in We Nation Radio so that we can get the credit for it. But enough about that.
Or go to WPFWFM.org. We can donate online and once again indicate We Nation Radio so that we can thank you and continue to thank those that support our show and WPFW throughout the year.
Well, I almost forgot about that. I almost forget about that. But what we haven't done in a while is we haven't gone to We Nation Story Time. Are you all ready for a wonderful story? Well, we're going to hear this story called Why the Evergreen Trees Keep Their Leaves in the Winter. I think you're going to love it. So let's go to We Nation Story Time here on WPFW 89.3 FM.
A story, a story. Let it come, let it come. A story, a story. Let it go. A story, a story. Let it come, let it come. A story, a story. Let it go. A story can change your heart, make miles seem like blocks apart. A story can touch you deep inside. It can make you dance and shout out loud, bring sunshine where once were clouds. A story can make you come alive. A story, let it come, let it come. A story, let it go. A story, let it come, let it come. A story, let it go. It can turn enemies into friends, make you feel like a child again. A story can touch you deep inside. It can bring you laughter and some tears, wash away all your fears. A story can make you come alive. I said a story, let it come, let it come. A story, let it go. A story, let it come, let it come. A story, let it go. A story, let it come, let it come. A story, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Why the Evergreen Trees Keep Their Leaves in Winter by Florence Holbrook. One day, a long, long time ago, it was very cold. Winter was coming, and all the birds flew away to the warm south to wait for the spring. But one little bird had a broken wing and could not fly. He did not know what to do. He looked all round to see if there was any place where he could keep warm, and he saw the trees of the great forest. "Perhaps the trees will keep me warm through the winter," he said. So he went to the edge of the forest, hopping and fluttering with his broken wing. The first tree he came to was a slim silver birch. "Beautiful birch tree," he said. "Will you let me live in your warm branches until the springtime comes?"
"Dear me," said the birch tree. "What a thing to ask. I have to take care of my own leaves through the winter. That is enough for me. Go away."
The little bird hopped and fluttered with his broken wing until he came to the next tree. It was a great big oak tree.
"Oh, big oak tree," said the little bird, "will you let me live in your warm branches until the springtime comes?"
"Dear me," said the oak tree, "what a thing to ask. If you stay in my branches all winter, you will be eating my acorns. Go away." So the little bird hopped and fluttered with his broken wing till he came to the willow tree by the edge of the brook.
"Oh, beautiful willow tree," said the little bird, "will you let me live in your warm branches until the springtime comes?" "No, indeed," said the willow tree. "I never speak to strangers. Go away."
The poor little bird did not know where to go, but he hopped and fluttered along with his broken wing. Presently, the spruce tree saw him and said, "Where are you going, little bird?" "I do not know," said the bird. "The trees will not let me live with them, and my wing is broken so that I cannot fly."
"You may live on one of my branches," said the spruce. "Here is the warmest one of all."
"But may I stay all winter?"
"Yes," said the spruce. "I shall like to have you."
The pine tree stood beside the spruce, and when he saw the little bird hopping and fluttering with his broken wing, he said, "My branches are not very warm, but I can keep the wind off because I am big and strong." So the little bird fluttered up into the warm branch of the spruce, and the pine tree kept the wind off his house. Then the juniper tree saw what was going on and said that she would give the little bird his dinner all the winter from her branches. Juniper berries are very good for little birds. The little bird was very comfortable in his warm nest, sheltered from the wind, with juniper berries to eat. The trees at the edge of the forest remarked upon it to each other.
"I wouldn't take care of a strange bird," said the birch.
"I wouldn't risk my acorns," said the oak.
"I would not speak to strangers," said the willow,
and the three trees stood up very tall and proud. That night, the north wind came to the woods to play. He puffed at the leaves with his icy breath, and every leaf he touched fell to the ground. He wanted to touch every leaf in the forest, for he loved to see the trees bare.
"May I touch every leaf?"
he said to his father, the Frost King.
"No," said the Frost King. "The trees which were kind to the bird with the broken wing may keep their leaves."
So North Wind had to leave them alone, and the spruce, the pine, and the juniper tree kept their leaves through all the winter, and they have done so ever since. The end. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.
Well, when you hear Matt Wilson saying goodbye, my new friends, you know it's time for us to go. Auntie Lolita, that was a fun show today.
It was, and I've missed hearing this song.
Yeah, this song, I know. We weren't able to play it the last couple of weeks.
I know.
But also, I want to thank Lit to Go for that wonderful story read by Lorraine Montgomery called Why the Evergreen Trees Keep Their Leaves in the Winter by Florence Hallbrook. Wonderful story.
And for those that may have been wondering, what was that beautiful music beneath that story? That was none other than Uncle Devin's See Yourself in the Picture from his Be Yourself CD.
Yeah, I love that. I just took the lyrics out and said I wanted something nice and soft underneath that, and it kind of worked.
I loved Mr. Grasshopper's flute on that song.
Yes, it kind of coincided with the little bird, it
seems
like. And then opening up is really what's going to be our theme music for our story time. And that is the A Story by Tahira. And she has, you've heard her before. She's been a guest on our show doing story time. She's a wonderful storyteller and artist. And she spells her name T-A-H-I-R-A. So you can look her up and show her some love as well. Thank you, Tahira. That's always great for you being a wonderful part of the We Nation show. Wow, this has been a lot of fun.
It really has. Yeah. And introduce some new music, not necessarily new as in just release, but new for our audience.
Yes. So if you have some new content or other content you want us to consider, make sure you send it to us at music@WeNationRadio. That's we with two E's, nationradio.com. We would love to share it, and we would love to give you some credit on the air as well.
Yes, and if you missed any part of this show, you can always go to WeNationRadio.com/WPFW, where you'll find an archive of this show and of any show that we've ever done.
Well, we need to make way for the one and only Donald Temple and Lovethology coming your way right after this show, so don't you go anywhere.
We'd like to thank Katia Stitt, the staff and volunteers at PFW for doing an amazing job.
Always. And just remember, life is a drum.
So beat it!
This is brought to you by the
Uncle Devin's Show.
The following program is brought to you by the Uncle Devin Show Radio Network.
The
adults have their music, my parents have their music, the teens have their music, but what about me? I said the adults have their music, my parents have their music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education on We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm your host, Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And we're so glad you're taking some time to join us today. In fact, we have some thank yous to issue out right now because we're just so grateful for all your support.
Yes, and we want to just say thank you to all of our listeners who helped WPFW hit its $300,000 goal for the fall fund drive, and invite anyone who wasn't able to contribute just to let them know that you still have time to help in these very tough times. We still get calls like, hey, I forgot, or I didn't get a chance. Well, you should just know that you can really donate any time of the year by going to WPFWFM.org and donating online, or Cash App at $WPFW, where you can give us a high five.
That's right. In fact, we have this whole saying thanks to DJ Lance, a DJ here at WPFW. It's called Give Me Some Dap with Cash App. And this is our $5 Cash App challenge. Think about it. If just 100 listeners give us $5 each, that's $500 more that we can support this important programming during this most crucial moment in our nation's history. So if you get a chance, go to Cash App and make sure you go $WPFW and make sure you say We Nation Radio so that we can get credit for the show.
Right. And that's whether you donate online at WPFWFM.org or on Cash App. As long as you mention We Nation Uncle Devin's show, we'll be able to say thank you.
Yes, and thank you is always very important, which is why we're going to open up this show giving honor to Native Americans. As the nation is in the process of electing the next president of this stolen land, we're going to do a tribute in honor of Native American History Month, which runs all of November. And the importance of this month can't be understated, because here in Washington, D.C., we have a football team that had to get rid of its racist mascot, and it's because of tributes like this that we were able to do so. And what better way to start this program than with the First Lady of Children's Music, Miss Ella Jenkins,
and her wonderful song, We Are Native American Tribes, here on WPFW
89.3
FM.
We are Native American tribes. We are Native American tribes.
Zuni.
We are Native American tribes.
Hopi.
We are Native American tribes.
Apache.
We are Native American tribes.
Ute.
We are Native American tribes.
Cheyenne.
We are Native American tribes.
Blackfoot.
We are Native American tribes.
Nez Perce.
We are Native American tribes.
Cree.
We are Native American tribes.
Choctaw.
We are Native American tribes.
Chippewa.
We are Native American tribes.
Winnebago.
We are Native American tribes.
Cherokee.
Good evening.
Seminole.
We are
Seminole.
We are